Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hi, I'm Dr. Emily Morris from sexwithemily.com. Do you want to last longer in bed? Promescent is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation, but they don't have to. Go to promescent.com to get the desensitizing spray that will allow you to have the sex you deserve.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, which you want to do ASAP, because we'll be sending you really important information that will improve your sex life and your relationship, which I know that you want because you're listening to the show. And we'll also, if you missed some podcasts or you missed some important blogs, you should check out our site, because every day we update the website with really good information that will actually help you. So if you want to digest your information via podcast, via blog, via video, we've got it all at sexwithemily.com. And we just so would appreciate your support by checking out our site, because try it. I think you'll like it. I am beyond excited for today's show. I have a very special person near and dear to my heart in the room. And I know to all of my listeners, you're going to be very excited. That Menace is in the room.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Menace. Welcome to Los Angeles, finally.
I know. Well, how many months has it been since we recorded a show together?
Probably it was September. I mean, it was
September?
Six,
5 months? I don't know.
Already?
I think so. Wow. It makes me really sad.
Probably not 5 months, but it felt like five months.
It felt like 5 months. 3 months.
Yeah, I moved to Los Angeles, everybody. So I'm going to be doing some shows with you here. You're still going to continue to do, like, because you've already set up a, like, giant business down here.
Exactly. Like, I got to buy. I'm taking. I can't even have time for you. I can't even remember your name.
You have an empire. So, yeah, I moved here for a new radio job. I'm going to be doing mornings, part of a new morning show.
What is it?
The Woody Show, and it's going to be on Alt 98.7.
Is it like a boner show? Like a Woody?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a everyday morning show. It's a Alt 98.7?
Yeah. I mean, if they're not in Los Angeles, they can listen to it.
They can stream it on alt987fm.com or use the iHeartRadio app.
That's so awesome. I'm just so glad you're here. So also, we have a lot of new listeners since you haven't been on as much lately. We do play a lot of throwback shows because Menace has been on like 8 million podcasts. But if you don't know, I do a lot of different shows and I'm trying to release about 2 shows a week. And usually I have one with a guest. I have one with Nell. I have one with Menace again. Sometimes it's just myself reading your emails. But Menace has been part of this sexual institution for, well, since day one on the radio. Since 2006.
Yeah, since terrestrial radio.
But since we were on terrestrial radio on CBS radio in 2006, now Menace, we didn't talk the first few years. In fact, he hated me. Because he was working the board and I sometimes swore on the radio and did things that were wrong. But then eventually we started talking and we had a nice dynamic. And so if you haven't listened to a lot of shows with Menace, I want to introduce you to Menace because he's just friggin' awesome.
Well, I'm back, everybody.
I'm glad that you're back. So how's Los Angeles treating you?
Los Angeles is awesome. I mean, San Francisco, I was born and raised in the San Francisco Bay Area, which is, you know, San Francisco is only 7 by 7 miles, so it's not really a big area. But outside of that area is gigantic, and that's where I grew up. And I miss it dearly, but I do not miss SF at all.
Me neither. I'm like, done. I'm like, what, SF who, what?
Because it's such a pain in the ass. When I lived there, imagine every time you get off work and you want to go home, you have to circle your neighborhood for an hour to find parking.
It's horrible.
And then everything just became super expensive.
Right.
And
right after I left, the whole city went to the toilet.
Super elitist.
I know. I never thought you'd move, though, because you are Mr. Bay Area. He gets recognized in San Jose and things like that.
I got offered an amazing job here. So
it was sort of a miracle.
Yeah, it took the...
He pretends he has a job, but really he came down to be on the sex
family. So I moved down here, and it is beautiful. The weather is nice. I got a swimming pool. I just love it so much.
I know. I'm so glad that you're
happy. And what's cool is a lot of people that I already know moved down here because they were frustrated with all the things that are
happening. Yeah, San Francisco is kind of a cluster F.
It's
right
the second most expensive city next to Manhattan.
Which is crazy. It used to be, I guess it's always been expensive, but the rents, like my little mini apartment I live in San Francisco, was like $1,600 a month, which might even seem a lot to you people wherever you're listening in the world. But for San Francisco, that was pretty good. He now rented it for $4,000.
Yeah.
It just, since I left over a year ago, it's gone crazy. So I'm glad we're here. And today's show, let me just tell you what we're talking about. We're just going to be reading your emails because I get so many emails to feedback@sexwithemily.com. And I love hearing from all of you with your questions. And I try to get to all of them, as you know. And since, Menace has some good insights sometimes into some emails. And he
sometimes.
Does it. A lot of times.
You would always read all this hate mail. Like, oh, Menace needs to be nicer to me. And
people
love you, Menace.
They've missed you.
People hate you because you're so mean. And then what was it? I haven't been on the show, and it was just
like
tweets.
And everyone's like, where the hell's Menace?
Yeah, just tweets of love. See?
It's love.
I think you secretly wrote all those emails.
I didn't, just to get you to move down here? No, people love you. They love us.
No, not that. All the hate mail.
Oh, I did not write. You think I have time for hate mail?
Yeah.
I don't even have time to brush my teeth.
You got an intern to write it or something.
No, I don't.
Oh, he's so mean to you.
Oh, I love you. He's not mean to me. He loves me. Okay, so some of the emails we'll be reading are a guy who's got trouble with older women. Also, a high libido woman. What do you do about it? And then, is the guy moving too slow for her? He wants to know if he should speed things up. We also got a little bit of sex in the news. And I got to tell you, Menace, something real quick that's happening on a show this week. As you know, we've got a bunch of podcasts every week. But there's another show that I'm doing this week that's going to be released later in the week. And, I've never really dated online. Actually, I've never dated online before. But I got sucked into Tinder.
Oh, no.
And if you haven't heard of Tinder, because you've been living under a rock, it's a new app for any phone, right? iPhone, any phone, smartphone. And it's basically, some people say, you know, there's two arguments. It's super superficial. It's really superficial. You're just looking at pictures. And you basically, you put in the age range that you're looking for. You know, I'm looking for 25 to 35 year old women. You're looking for the proximity. You want them to live no more than 12 miles away. And if you're looking for a man or a woman, that's about it, right? And then you upload your pictures.
Yeah, it's basically Grindr, which we've been talking about
for years. Grindr was an app in the gay community where that was a total hookup app. And everybody says that Tinder's a hookup app, and I think
it is.
It's only a hookup app if you want to.
Everyone that I know that's on it, it's just straight hookup stuff.
But that's not what I'm looking for. So I think I make that clear. Like, I'm not going to meet up with a guy and hook up with him. So I don't, but I feel like it's a choice. You could. Clearly, people do that. So anyway, Tinder just happened. You'll appreciate this. Valentine's Day, I was in New York all alone. I was with Amy Lawrence from Misadvised, which is a television show that Menasai did on Bravo. We were both alone on Valentine's Day. Not alone, out together. And she's like, you haven't tried Tinder? So she signed me up for Tinder. And I was like, oh my God, it's like a game. You're like swiping. Mm-hmm. And it works in any city. So I started doing Tinder. And then I came back here and I started just kind of doing it. But since I've been so busy, I actually haven't had time to date. So this one guy on Tinder... We match. So what happens is if you like someone and they like you, then you're a match. And then they message you. I wait for the guy to message me first. And he messaged me. He said, God, it's killing me. Your picture looks so familiar. Oh, I know. You were on Misadvised. I used to work at that production company. Now, I never met him. It was a big production company that did our reality show. He said, but I know who you are. And I was like, okay. And then he was really funny banter back and forth. But he kept asking me for plans. And every night I do Love Line with Dr. Drew, which is another, and Mike Catherwood, which is a great radio show and podcast. And then I kept, every night I'm like, I got a show. He's like, what do I got to do? Come on your show to have a date with you? And I thought, that's a great idea. 8 years of doing Sex with Emily, I've never had a blind date on or any kind of date on the air. So tonight, or not tonight, this week, he's going to come on. So listen to the show later in the week. And I don't know. I wish that you were going to be there because I just think that you would friggin' grill him. So if he gets a second date, maybe we'll bring him back. But I think that'll be kind of fun.
Okay, or not. Good. I dig
what if it. I don't like him? I don't know. We're going to get wine. We're going to make it like a real date.
Yeah. And the other thing
I've never seen him. I didn't Google him. I've seen his picture, but I've never Googled him. I don't know anything about him.
Well, secretly, you and I had a lunch in Los Angeles, and we were talking about Tinder a little bit. And you're opening it, and you're showing it to me, and you're like, I can't believe I got all these matches. And I was like, no shit, because every guy on that app is just liking every single chick photo on there. And then once the chick likes his photo back, duh, it's going to be a match.
Oh, so you think they don't even look at the picture?
I think they just go through every single hot one they think is, you know, everyone they think
so
is hot.
So that's why not everyone messages me.
They hit like, you know, and then whatever girl hits like back, then they're going to start talking to them.
Okay, so whatever it is, some guys message me, some guys don't. But if you, I have a lot of conversations, but I have no time.
That's why, like, straight apps just suck, because every guy is just gonna go through.
I know it is. It's kind of superficial, but it's kind of funny. And this guy was really funny. You know, I like funny, and we had entertaining exchanges. And I thought, why not have him on the show? But another thing, speaking of our secret life, wasn't so secret. But we went to the Roosevelt.
I posted a photo of you on Instagram.
Check out Menace on Instagram.
Menace, MENACE.
And I'm Sex with Emily on Instagram. Yeah. Follow me on Instagram and also Twitter, Sex with Emily and Menace. So anyway, we're having lunch at the Roosevelt. And I asked you, because Menace has had a girlfriend for a really long time, like 3 years now.
Yeah.
And, okay, A, he never talks about her. B, I've never met her. And C, I brought that up to him, and he's like, oh, she said something about you, but I'm not going to tell you now. I got to tell you later.
What? See, this is where you're changing everything. She never said anything about
you.
Okay,
I'm like, well, why can't I meet her? Why can't we go out?
I said, okay, I knew this was going to torture you, because we had, like, lunch last week.
I'm like, tell me now.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I want to save it for the show. All right. You have met her before.
Okay.
And you just don't know it.
All right.
Because, all right. So people have to go back and listen to some shows. But we had Candy from Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's not my girlfriend. But we had her in studio once. And my girlfriend used to work with me. So my girlfriend, well, we were setting up for the show.
Okay.
My girlfriend was in the studio with us.
Oh.
And you thought she was an intern, and you asked her to go get her some water.
I asked her to get... Oh, well...
She's not like... No. She never said anything about it, but I'm like, that was kind of a bad introduction, because she's not like... She's not an intern.
I think... I don't believe that I would ever ask any random... That's so not like me.
I swear to God you did.
Well, maybe she was sitting there, and I said, would you mind getting her some water? Because we were getting on the air. I didn't
know
she was.
You asked her to get you some water.
I did?
On my life.
Okay, so now she hates me. Well, you know that's so not me. I'm not a diva.
She never even said anything about it.
Did you introduce me to her at the time?
No, we were like in the middle of setting stuff up. We were just
walking into the studio. So why was she sitting there if not to get me water? Like, what else was she doing?
We just like immediately walked into the studio and sat down.
And I said, get me some water. That sounds like I'm a diva, but you know that I'm not.
Well,
so,
I mean, it came out very devious.
Well, if she was sitting there doing nothing, I probably thought, I'm thirsty.
Okay.
Whatever. But so I met her once. So you're banging your former assistant.
No, she's not my former assistant.
Whatever. She was working at your station.
She was working at my station. She was working at a different station.
Okay. So anyway.
Anyways. So you, I just thought.
Okay,
so now she
hates me anyway.
No, she doesn't.
I don't care. Fine. I mean, whatever. I know myself and I know how you twist things. I would never randomly say, like, unless she said to me, can I get you some water? I get everyone else water. Whenever I have guests, I'm like, can I get you some water? Never in my life. And I've never asked Lauren, my assistant here, or any of my assistants to get me coffee, to get me lunch. That's not who I am.
Okay, this is between me and you. This is between me and you, and you're take it how you want to be it. Anytime we get a high-profile guest in, you get a little diva-ish.
Maybe there was a lot going on.
You get a little diva-ish. Just FYI.
Whatever. You are fucking obsessed with celebrities. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, so let's keep going. I'm sorry that your girlfriend never wants me because I asked her to get me a cup of water.
How many times did I say that she never even said anything about it? I'm just giving you a hard time. Okay, now you're getting all pissed.
I know. I'm kind of cranky. You know why? I have a concussion.
This is how we should act on Misadvised because it would have
went to
the top.
Well, I've got a new reality show. Good. And I've got a new talk show that I just signed the contract today.
I hope we act like this.
Me too. We're much better this way. But if you guys haven't seen Misadvised, you can download on iTunes. It's pretty freaking funny. So I have a concussion.
Like
let me just
say
this. Everyone, I have to tell you, preface, I have a concussion. And so, and Dr. Drew checked me out last night.
Yeah.
And he said, do you feel a little cranky? And I said, how the hell can I tell the difference? I'm always cranky. But no, I do feel a little more agitated. So if I seem that way, it's just because I dropped a mirror on my head before the big earthquake.
Why didn't you go to the doctor?
Because I'm busy. And so I just saw Dr. Drew on Loveline last night.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't know for sure that it's a confirmed concussion, but I was moving this gigantic mirror in my apartment.
Yeah.
And I was moving it. It's really heavy, like way too heavy for me to move. And it, bam, I tripped. And I smashed my head on the glass. It's a really thick, nice mirror, and the whole side of my face is bruised. And I've had a headache, and I'm a little wheezy. Doctor Drew had me like walk across the room, put my hands in front of my eyes, and do this whole thing. So he said I have concussion symptoms. So if I'm a little more agitated than usual,
kind of a big deal. You should go to the doctor for that.
He didn't say I had to. He said just take care of it.
Oh great.
I mean,
put it on Doctor Drew.
Be casual. He's a real doctor.
I know he is, but Jesus, like he definitely probably told you to go get it checked out.
No, he didn't.
Check that.
He said I'm fine. He said I'm fine just to rest. Like I have concussion symptoms is what he said. And I shouldn't move heavy furniture alone. That's another reason I'm like, God, I wish I had a boyfriend right now. And it's only at times like that I think, God, I wish I had a boyfriend to move this
to take care of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
It's nice.
Why don't you?
Okay, here's some
sex. Why don't you have a boyfriend?
I'm really enjoying dating a lot of people and having a good time. Per usual, the same story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is the dating life in Los Angeles? We got
to
catch up.
I know.
Come
okay,
on.
Let's
you
catch
keep
up.
On
but
trying
here's
to push
the problem.
Everything.
Let me just say something is because sometimes people listen to the show and people sign up at all different times. They just tune in and some people have never heard you on the show, so they don't know that Magnus and I have this thing. And then some people are like, you guys didn't get in any sex talk for the first 20 minutes and they get annoyed. But then some people love us talking. So
well, those
I'm
people
confused.
Suck anyways.
I know.
Screw
okay,
them.
So I'll tell you about dating in LA. It's been interesting. When I moved to LA about a year ago, I was dating a guy in San Francisco who I left. He found out on Facebook that I was moving.
Yeah.
Forgot to tell him ahead of time. Do you remember that? It wasn't that I was moving for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I posted on Facebook that anyone want to swap apartments because I wasn't ready to break up with San Francisco yet. I just knew I had to be in LA. And then 2 minutes later, he texted me, you moving? Which he's stalking my Facebook. But he's like, you moving to LA? And then turns out 10 seconds later, I got an email from a friend in LA who was like, I got to be in San Francisco in 10 days. Let's swap. So I moved here very, very quickly. And that relationship did not last long.
Facebook drama.
I know. So then I started dating a few guys here, not at once, but I was dating like one after the next. They all have the same name, which is interesting. Can't say what the name is, but it's weird.
You just had to put like 1, 2.
No, literally
three.
In my phone, they're saved as like 1, 2. Like let's say it's like their name is Steve, which is not. It's like Steve 1, Steve 2, up to Steve 5.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird. But so they're all, and they're nice. And I meet a lot of guys and I get a lot of, Tinder things and whatever. But I've been very My business is booming.
It's good. Great. So yeah, I love your new office.
Thank you. Menace came to see. I got a penthouse. It's Hollywood. Mm-hmm. You can see the sign. You know, it's not like, it's a shared, there's a lot of different offices and it's a big space and it's great. And I'm very happy.
What about Michigan? What about everybody else around the country?
Oh my God, my family's here right now. My brother, you should see him. I know, with his three daughters, and it's been fun. I've been hanging out with them. They miss you.
Love
my
brother. Your brother.
I know. We should all like go out tonight or something if I didn't have my,
I have people in town. So many people visit you when you live in LA.
Everybody visits me. Everybody. It's amazing. And I love that. Well, here's the thing. So my three nieces are in from Michigan and they got here on Sunday and we're swimming at the pool. They're staying at the at the hotel and I we're swimming and my little niece is 11. She's like, so do you guys get tornadoes here? And I said, no, we get earthquakes. She goes, oh, yeah. I'm like, no, don't worry. I've lived here for 20 years. I've had like four earthquakes. They're not bad. No biggie.
Yeah.
She's like, that makes me scared. I'm like, don't worry. It's not going to be an earthquake. The next morning, I don't know if anyone heard, there's like a 4.7 earthquake at like 6:50 in the morning. Yeah. And she screamed across the running. And there's like my three nieces, my brother, his wife. Like, it was chaos. So I woke up. Did you wake up from it?
Yeah, I did.
It was my girlfriend. What time was it? 6:50 or 5? It was like early.
Oh, yeah. It was like 6:35 a.m.
Yeah, which is way too early for me. So I texted my brother. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you up? He's like, of course. And then I was like texting with the whole family. So, but now I think they think it's cool. Like, they were in an earthquake. No one died.
Yeah, that's cool.
There's nothing bad. It's not, you know, for me.
Yeah, I would take earthquakes way over to tornadoes any day.
Right. I said to them, I said, you know what, honey? Listen. So my niece, I said, at least it's not snowing because you just left like the most hellacious winter ever. People in the Midwest, I send my love to the West and the East Coast. In the United States, because it's been friggin' hellish. And I've spent a lot of time in New York this year, and it's just blizzards and crazy. But yeah, the family's good. Dating's good. LA's good. It's sunny. I really have to, gosh, I mean, sometimes I sound like a broken record, but I do believe, like, this Sex with Emily, if you've all been following me, I have, you know, the podcast, but I also have my product line, Emily and Tony, if you need some more products, the delicious, amazing candles.
The undercare
Tell me about the Down Under Comfort.
Yeah,
change your life.
That's my favorite.
Tell me why.
Just because, especially in LA, with the heat, you get really dry under there.
Right.
And then if you use the
Down Unders.
Yeah, Down Under Comfort, it's awesome.
Yeah, and it's like a deodorant for your intimate area. So women can use it between their legs, and it smells awesome. And you really don't sweat. Like, you can get a blowjob 6 hours after you showered, and you don't have to do like a little shot. You don't have to wash down there because you're already, it's literally deodorant for your, like, women between their legs, men between their lower back. Beneath your breast, your hands. My little niece is a dancer. I gave her some for her feet and her hands.
It's good.
Yeah. So thank you. I like that you like Down Under Comfort. I'll give you more. And if anyone wants to try it out, go to emilyandtony.com. Use coupon code Emily. Get 20% off. Cool. What? Anything else we need to discuss before we get into some sexy sex time? What, like, are you... Like, so did you ask her to move with you? Or did she want to move with you? Or you're getting married and it just... I mean, you've been together 3 years. And you're not getting any younger.
We're not getting married. We like having money and traveling because people that get married, it is so over the top expensive. And why? We just like,
I don't understand.
Don't want to have kids because they cost so much money.
Oh, you really don't want kids?
No, don't want anything. We just want to go hang out in tropical beaches. Like, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
And you know, but I'm very supportive of marriage. I just, you know, if you can financially handle it, then I think then go for it. If you found the person, but I just, it's just not the right time.
But you could get married and have joint, you know, you go to City Hall.
I mean, we can just go to City Hall and get married and all that stuff. But then it's just like,
she doesn't want kids either.
What's the point?
Okay,
no.
Good. So you're all good.
Because we hear like kids yelling at like restaurants and shit. And we're do we really want to deal with that for years?
I totally understand that too.
And I don't want to like clean other people's shit, you know?
Well, yeah.
Do you?
Well, I had a dog once, but I don't have the
dog's gone.
My dog, she's living in Palm Springs. She's living a much better life because if y'all remember my dog.
Stay with you every day.
Well, I know. My dog was just, she needed to be outside 24/7.
And what I tell you day one, don't do the dog.
I know.
But do you know what's crazy is my girlfriend's begging me for a dog.
Get a dog.
Begging.
It's the hardest thing I ever did.
Yeah.
I love marriage. I love kids for other people, but yeah, not for me, not for you. But
no,
it's fine.
No. And I know that you probably listen to past podcasts and
you wanted kids in marriage.
Yeah, but now
you're
and
like
now
a dad,
right,
I don't even know who you are.
Right now is strictly a financial thing. If I won the Mega Millions tomorrow and I had $200 million and F yeah, I'll have like four kids. I don't give a crap.
Oh, so it's a money thing. But you it's could still people thing. Have money and who live like
I understand, but I don't want to live like that. I want to be able to go travel and do shit.
No, I get
know?
It.
And not have to worry about two little kids that might grow up to be freaking murderers or some shit and disappoint me later in life.
Especially
you know?
If you raise them in Los Angeles. Yeah. But it is true that having kids is a challenge, and a lot of people just they just do it and they struggle. And I think mm-hmm. A lot of people get married too young. It's been interesting being on Loveline which again is a nationally syndicated radio show, but you can also find the mm-hmm. podcast lovelinewhatever.com or whatever. But it's interesting because we take so many callers and it's just so many young people got married in their 20s, have 2-3 kids. And like, what do we do now? And I always say, don't get married until you're at least 30 and you know yourself. And you have a little more financial stability because we all fall in love really easily in our early 20s.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's our first love. And we think, this is it. This is love. This must be marriage. You know, and sometimes it's more of an infatuation. And we grow and change so much. So just make sure you work on yourself and you know who you are before you get married.
And it's not like I don't know anybody that is
married. Right.
Yeah. And has kids and is not happy and are able to travel. Like, I know tons of people like that. Just I can't do it.
I got it. Well, I'm glad you'll be around to play with me for a while once your girlfriend gets over the fact that I asked her for water.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, Menace. So yeah, we'll be doing shows every week now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. I love that you're back. Okay. So sex in the news. Despite rampant homophobia, the South in the United States is the most gay into gay porn.
Of course it is.
It never surprises me that like the conservative, the South, they're always the ones like, I don't know.
Because those are the ones that are like trying to hide.
Exactly. They're like repressive because living in the South, they might not be as accepting mm-hmm. of your sexuality, of how you identify. So Pornhub recently did some research as to where the largest amount of gay pornography is being watched in the United States, broken down by states and without legal same-sex marriage. Pornhub discovered that every single state in the South watches more gay porn than the average of states that have legalized gay marriage. And when it comes to states with legalizing gay marriage compared to those without, the former only watches 7% more gay porn. Pornhub discovered that every single state in the South watches more gay porn than the average of states that have legalized gay marriage. So anyway, the states where gay marriage is not legal that the most porn is watched is Mississippi, Louisiana, and Georgia.
Oh,
so that means
no.
We should just legalize gay marriage.
Yeah, that and marijuana.
Yeah. Dude, can you believe? I thought there were a lot of marijuana shops in
San Francisco. LA, it's everywhere.
Oh, my God. Every single. I'm like, is that a convenient? Oh, no, it's a pot shop. Is that a pharmacy? Oh, no, it's a pot. I mean, every street. And every street smells like marijuana. We used to say this in San Francisco. It's going to be legalized any minute.
Yeah.
Completely.
In Denver, it's crazy that it's just Denver that's just totally legalized it compared to here where it seems like it's completely legal.
I know. It's crazy what's happening. But, you know, I do think that it has a lot of medicinal use for people and helps a lot of people.
Totally.
But you also, the young kids, the problem is when kids use it as a young age, their brains, like 14, 15, 16, you know, their brains are still being shaped and it's not great for young kids to use. So yeah. I'm worried that it gets into the hands of young children.
Well, teens. That's up to parenting.
Yeah, but parents don't know if you're going to get high after school.
Well, like, they I don't try. Know. My mother was, she steered me from drinking and doing drugs. Like,
how'd she do that? And then why did you start doing them now?
No, I think
you mean in high school she stopped you.
Yeah, I never drank in high school. I never did any drugs in high school or any of that kind of stuff.
So you're boring.
I wasn't
just kidding.
Boring.
You were popular. I know. That's good. Totes. And then what happened? You went to college, and then
no, not even in college. I didn't even do all that stuff.
Okay, not even now. You're like sober.
Totally sober.
At least since last Saturday.
No. No, I had a glass of champagne before I got here.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Why didn't you bring me any?
Sorry. The bottle was open. I couldn't bring open
man.
The container.
Okay, we'll drink next time. Okay, so this is my second time. I read this and I was like, wow, this sounds amazing, but it actually has a little dark end to it.
Uh-oh.
Sex in the news story. Woman has rare condition that gives her 12 orgasms a day. Her boyfriend can't keep up.
You hear about that all the time.
I know. This Seattle woman, only known as Liz, hasn't been the same since she suffered a 3-hour orgasm that put her in the hospital. It was fun for the first 5 minutes, she says, but it soon turned into a torturous nightmare that led to a terrifying diagnosis. She was told that the orgasms could come again at any time. Liz's problem began when she had a 3-hour orgasm that literally came out of nowhere. It was at this point when her boyfriend Eric took Liz to the hospital where doctors were baffled by what they saw. Doctors failed to stop the orgasm for determine its cause, but it eventually stopped on its own. The hospital visit was only the beginning of her problems. She continues to be surprised as the marathon orgasms come throughout the day. She comes throughout the day. First of all, can you imagine just standing in line at Safeway and you're like, hand me the oranges.
Yeah, but okay. Do you think she's like out loud like that, or she just feels it? She just feels it.
But says doctors eventually, this is the dark side, pinpointed the case bipolar disorder, which has been misdiagnosed as depression, and she's been treated with antidepressants. So she was prescribed valproic acid, a substance that treats bipolar disorder, and it took her 4 to 5 months since they were completely under control, and it's probably been a year since she's had one.
I feel for anybody that has to deal with bipolar.
I know anything in excess, right? Oh my God, it's so tough. I know. It's really, I know a lot of people who have it. A lot of people are coming out about it too.
Yeah.
It seems like you hear more and more people in the media who have bipolar disorder.
Yeah.
But there's other problems that people have too, and it doesn't have to do with their minds. Sometimes it has to do with their penis.
Yes.
Sometimes people come a little bit too quickly. Yes. Their one night stand only lasts a minute.
I thought you were going to talk about my penis.
Oh, how's your penis doing?
We haven't even talked about it.
What's going
on the show?
Did you?
I told you about it. I had. Should we get into it for the sex in the news?
Well, yeah, but let me just finish this part.
Okay, go for it.
Is this dark? I'm trying to remember. Yeah, you. Yeah.
Okay. Don't give it away.
Here's the thing.
You can remember. So you never remember anything.
I do remember, honey. Okay,
you don't love me.
I love you so much. So listen.
She don't listen to anything I say.
Stop it. So listen. A lot of people, men. I said, do you want your one night stand to last 1 minute? I mean, there's a lot of guys who just don't last as long as they want to in bed, okay? And there's not only that. It's not only if you last a minute, but men typically ejaculate between 3 and 5 minutes, 4 to 6 minutes. Well, women take how long to orgasm sometimes?
A thousand years.
A thousand and 100 years. Like sometimes it's 18 minutes. So what do you do with this orgasm gap? Well, now there is Promescent. That's Promescent, and it's basically a premature ejaculation spray. It's like a delay spray. So it helps men to last longer. It's the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation, and it has this absorption technology. So if you spray it on your penis, you wait 5 minutes, it won't transfer to her. She won't know that you're even using it, and you'll be able to last longer. And by longer, it probably means like double or triple to what you usually last, and you can still feel the sex. It feels amazing, and she'll have an orgasm, and you'll have an orgasm, and everyone's happy. So that's Promescent. You can just click on the banner on my website or go to their website. But Menace, what's up with your penis? You had some issues, I remember.
So in February, I was going to the Grammy Awards, and then I suddenly just have unbelievable pain.
Oh, my God. Yes, of course I remember this, but I didn't know what to do with your cookie.
All right. So I have unbelievable pain in February. On my way to Grammy Awards. And I go, oh, it's kidney stones. I have kidney stones again. I've been dealing with kidney stones for the past 10 years of my life. So I go, okay, fine. I go, wow, this hurts way more than usual. So I had to leave the Grammy Awards early, went back to my hotel, and I was up until like 5 a.m. And then I go home. A couple days pass, the pain goes away. And then I go, okay, oh, it's time to pass a kidney stone. Kidney stone comes. It gets stuck in my penis because the kidney stone is so large. The kidney stone is the size of a nickel, right? It's like...
I didn't know it got stuck in your penis. I talked to you in the hospital, but you didn't tell me the penis part.
It was stuck inside my penis. I could feel it inside my penis, right?
Ouch.
So I go to the doctor and I talk to them. I was like, oh, yeah, I don't think I can pass this. And... they go, yeah, you're not going to be able to pass it. We're going to do three things. Number one, or number two, we do 90% of the time. Number three, we barely ever do. Number one is we're going to take some tweezers, stick it in the hole of your penis, grab it, and pull it out, right? They go, if that doesn't work, we're going to stick this little tube with like a hook, like if you're going to go... you know, try to get a toy out of the little machine.
Right. Oh, those clampers things. Like, I want clamper. The stuffed animal.
We're going to grab it and then try to pull out your penis. And they go, number three, which we never have to do, we're going to have to cut your penis open at the tip, like a cross symbol, and open it up and pull it out. I know this sounds very disgusting.
I'm in so much pain.
And then so I go, okay, cool. The doctor goes out of the room, and I tell my girlfriend, I go, they're going to do number three. Let's get the hell out of here. I'm going to try to pass this, somehow pass this, right? And I try to dart out of the hospital, and they stop me. They go, look, there's no way you're going
to
pass.
You try to dart literally like in your robe?
No, I put my clothes back on real quick, and I try to leave. They would not let me leave the hospital. They go, look, you're not going to be able to pass this. Just forget about it. So here we go. It's like 1 a.m., and they go, yeah, we got to put you under, and we're going to have to see if we can get this out. And, of course, I wake up. They completely cut my penis open.
No way. This is funny. You didn't tell me this. This is not it.
Right? And then they're like taking the kidney stone, and I'm like all drugged out. They take it and they take a container, and they're shaking it and it rattled like, oh yeah, we had to break it up. And it was like in three giant chunks.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
So
then I go home and I sleep, and my girlfriend forgot to tell me. I was like, oh, I got to go to the restroom. That when I go to the bathroom, it's going all over the place. It's not like a single stream.
Right, because you
like,
have an open penis.
It's like, it's like I have like stitches all in my penis. So it's like going four different ways. Right? And they go, yeah, you can't have sex for 6 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And then after the 6 weeks, for 3 months, you have to have sex with a condom so you don't, you know, get any infection. Right. I'm still healing.
How long has it been now?
It's been since February, but I still have stitches. But I've just like last week started to be able to pee normally.
Oh my God. We have not talked since the hospital.
I like had to sit down to pee.
Honey,
like,
are you in pain?
It was
still?
No, I'm not in pain anymore.
Can she give you blowjobs?
No.
With a condom on. Honey, this sucks. I'm so sorry. So, do you need some condoms? Because I have a lot of them in my house.
Eventually need some condoms. So I haven't been able to have sex.
Oh my God.
Anything.
So do you do anything to her to please her?
I'll do things for that.
Okay, I'm sorry, honey, that's a lot of pain.
Come to find out why I've been dealing with kidney stones, why it was so dramatic this time is that they believe, because I try to like cut soda out of my life because I'm in Los Angeles, I gotta get in shape,
you gotta be thin,
I gotta be tan with white teeth. And the thing is, I cut soda out and I started just drinking tea. Well, come to find out, drinking tea is the worst fucking possible thing you could
do. What kind of tea, though? Do you have any?
It's like tea java, which tastes amazing for me.
Of course, if it tastes that good, it can't be good for
you. No, it has no sugar in it or anything. And then
caffeine?
It has caffeine. And then so I'm just drinking it like crazy every single day, and it just makes this super kidney stone that I cannot pass.
Hot tea or cold tea?
Cold tea. And then so now I'm just going like straight water.
Jesus.
But it's just like...
That is so awful. I did talk to you in the hospital.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry you went through that.
Absolutely.
Are you on painkillers? Were you on painkillers for a while?
Like the first two. I didn't want to start taking a bunch, so I took them for like 2 days.
Do you have any left?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay, honey, well, I'm glad you're here with your penis intact.
Yeah, so my penis is finally almost coming back to normal.
That is really scary.
I know a lot of people probably just barfed listening to this now.
No, but it's important. Don't drink tea.
Well, no. I mean, if you are if you are prone to kidney stones, just don't do it.
And Is it stress too, though, Menace? Kidney stones?
Maybe. I don't know. But I'm really happy to be here in Los Angeles because I got a great new job.
A great new penis.
And you know me, back in San Francisco, I was working two jobs. I worked from 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. every single day, 14
Menace
hours.
Menace is the hardest worker I know.
And just like... consuming food, not getting any exercise at all, and now like my workload is much smaller,
right,
and a lot less stress. So I'm happy to be here, and
honey,
like,
I'm
finally,
so glad you're here.
Finally having time to get in shape, and you know,
good.
Just going outdoors.
You look great.
I went hiking the other day. If you looked at my Instagram,
I know
Instagram.
I did see that. I almost
that
fell
weird.
Over. I'm like, who implanted a picture of Menace next to nature? I never seen you in nature.
Yeah, so
but
it's
good.
Great. I love
LA.
I love
is
being
a healthy
here.
Place. I love it too, except for I'm in my car a lot and I'm working a lot. But I plan to. I'm gonna go to Laguna Beach this weekend.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, with my brother and stuff and the family. It's just a beautiful things around here. But you know, life is too short to not. You never know. You know, one day you're working too hard, and the next day you get hit by a bus, or your penis can get cut off. So you just want to make sure that you're enjoying life and having a good time.
I mean, with
honey,
I started having anxiety, like, oh my god, they're gonna have to amputate my penis or something like that. Yeah,
can I see it?
My penis?
Just kidding. Okay, so I'm sorry, but thank you for sharing that story, and I'm glad that you live to tell. Don't drink any more tea, and you're healthy. You're gonna be a new person.
Yeah, everything's almost back to normal.
So thank God you're okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do without you. Okay,
there's
so we're going
like
to get in some emails. Good, not yet. So I'm going to go into the emails from the people. So we love hearing from you at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Emily, I love your show. I found it a couple weeks ago, and I've listened to all the podcasts. I'm 23 years old. I'm a 23-year-old female. My question is, what do I do if my sex drive is way higher than my boyfriend's? When we do have sex, it's great. He lasts long enough for me to have an orgasm with clitoral stimulation. But having sex twice a week just isn't enough for me. Do I suck it up and masturbate, or is there something I can do? Thanks. I look forward to listening to your next podcast. Signed, Samantha. Okay, Samantha, this is really common. And a lot of times it's the men that has a higher libido or the woman. And I always say this is a case of mismatched libidos. I mean, there's a lot of people get together who just... And I could point out to you, maybe he's depressed, maybe he's taking meds, maybe he's doing drugs, maybe that's not why he doesn't want to have sex. I mean, you should look at all those things in his life, because when men are feeling any of those things, or they're, you know, abusing drugs, or they're depressed, or they feel like they're not making enough money, their sex drive might be lower. But in a global sense, there's just some people who want to have more sex than their partners. And most often, the people who have a high sex drive are people with a low sex drive.
Yeah.
So what you can do about it, so if you rule out all those things, so let's say your boyfriend is very, very healthy, but he just doesn't want as much sex as you, I think this is time where you talk to him about it and you say, can we do some kind of compromise here? Two times a week isn't enough for me. You can ask him, you know, maybe you guys could have sex one more time a week. Maybe there's some kind of sexual fantasy he would like. Maybe he wants more oral sex from you. But absolutely, you need to talk about it. This is not a deal breaker per se, but it is something that you need to talk about right away. I find that most couples spend way too long to actually start talking about sex with their partner. Like, they could be with someone for years, like, we've never actually talked about our sex life, but it's like this huge problem. So just say, you know, I need a little bit more. And, you know, maybe if you want to masturbate, maybe he could come along with you. I always say mutual masturbation is a great way for couples to connect and to learn each other's bodies, but it's also kind of less work for each partner, because he can, you know, masturbate and you can masturbate. Maybe get a, you know, great vibrator. He could even use it on you if he doesn't want to actually have sex. So this way you're still engaging together and you're still, you know, having sex and connecting. So I'm wondering for you, is it more that you're, are you feeling like you're not also getting enough maybe affection from him? I'm just wondering more what this is about, because you're being very specific that two times isn't enough. And I'm wondering if he's rejecting you after two, or, you know, just what's going on. So I would just have a conversation about it, because maybe, again, he's going through a stage, or he just doesn't want to have it as much, but he'd be happy to watch it. Wasn't it hot watching a girl masturbate?
No.
Oh, you don't think so? Menace is the only man who thinks it's not hot. But I've gotten some great...
Why do I care?
I know. But see, a lot of guys get turned on.
I want to have sex with you.
Okay, but he doesn't want to have as much sex.
Okay.
But he might like that Samantha, you're pleasing yourself. And I've got some amazing new vibrators. Of course, you know, I always have so many. But the new one is the Jeeky. And it's by Jeju, who, you know, I also love, J-E-J-O-U-E. I need another brand to promote, because seriously, like, I do love them. But if you go to sexwithemily.com/goodvibes, you can check out all my favorite toys there. That's a good G-spot stimulator, which I have to tell you, if you orgasm through G-spot, that's a great one. Another great clitoral stimulator is Tenga makes a bunch of new toys, T-E-N-G-A. And they're so cool. They come in these, like, clear glass containers, and it's got these, like, rubbery toys. They're all these, like, it's from Japan. You'd mm-hmm. like them. All these, like, really cool shapes and stuff and sizes that you will, they're great for clitoral stimulation. And as you know, I love the Mimi, which I think is the perfect sex toy for, because you said you're a clitoral girl. So there was one more that I wanted to find real quickly.
The best story is, I think I've shared it on the show before. I had an old assistant that I worked with, and she lived in the same apartment building as me. And I was like, oh, I'll help you with your building your bed and stuff like that. And because she just got like a new mattress. And we're pulling the mattress away, and we're moving the bed, and then this little bullet falls down. And I go, what's that? Because
a bullet vibrator?
Yeah, a little bullet vibrator. It was like just straight metal and then with a rubber tip. And then right. I go, it looks like a bullet.
Yeah.
I go, oh, that's funny. And it had a little button on top of it. I hit the button, and then immediately knew what it was right there. And she, like, her face just
mortified.
Turned so
I
red.
I know. It's embarrassing when you find women. That's why I have a whole new system for my toys in my house.
I do sex with Emily. I don't care.
You're like, I don't care. I've never seen one in person. But yeah, and also bullets are great. There's the pleasurable mini waterproof vibrator. If you go to sexwithemily.com/goodvibes or just click on the good vibes banner at sexwithemily.com, you can sort by like clitoral vibrators, whatever. Anyway, you'll love them because I think that that's a fun thing to do with your partner is using toys. So I actually got really anal. No pun intended. No, it is a pun because I didn't have anal sex. But I found, you know, I have so many sex toys that I need to try out. And we're going to be doing also subscribe to my YouTube channel because we're going to be doing a lot more sex toy reviews. I won't actually be using them, but I'm going to be demonstrating how they actually work because you hear me talk about them all the time, but I want you to like see them so you can figure out what you like. But I figured out, you know those plastic shoe holders that you hang over your door and you can put a lot of shoes in them? Mm-hmm. I figured out that I could match each vibrator with the charger. And so now I've got like three of them hanging of like 60 vibrators, but I can always find which one I want. Like, and I have it organized by clitoral, G-spot, you know, bondage toy. Like it's
wow, I went through like an anal, together.
I know. Sometimes I just stay up till 4 a.m. organizing my sex toys because life is good. Okay, do we time for one more email? Are we, or should we go on to the next?
We should go on to the next.
Okay,
thing.
We're going on to the next. We're one more thing I want to say to Samantha, though, is that there is sort of a, well, I'm not going to say anything else, Samantha. I would just say talk to your partner. Communication is a lubrication. And Menace, so great to have you here. And find Menace on Instagram and Twitter, Menace.
Just Menace, yeah.
And I am Sex with Emily on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. CrazyGirlProducts.com carries unique pheromone-infused products that make you feel sexy and confident. I'm crazy about their wannabe naked shave cream. It's made perfectly for your more intimate areas. No shave bumps or ingrown hairs. Use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off at CrazyGirlProducts.com.